Hello, this is Susan from Executive Voice. I'm sure in the last couple of days you've been listening to all of the broadcasts from the House of Commons with George Osborne, our Chancellor of the Exchequer, giving his budget for the year. What I found fascinating was that he really came across as very, very nervous. I'm not surprised. We're not in a good place economically. It doesn't appear that anything that he has decided to do has worked since he's come into power. But that aside, why did I think that he was nervous? The most important thing was his voice. It appeared very, very tense round the throat, but it got higher and higher pitched. When we get nervous, our voices can go much higher. And I often talk about female speakers and the fact that when we shout or when we get tense, our voices go higher and it's more difficult to listen to the voice. Well, this demonstrated what happens when a gentleman is speaking and he is also nervous. From a subconscious point, he sent that message that he was not totally confident about what he was saying, that he was nervous that what he said would not be, people wouldn't be terribly happy about what was said, but also perhaps that he was nervous because he knows that nothing's working at the moment. I was really, really surprised that he didn't have some work or done on him or some practice so that he could make sure that this was avoided. It's not the first time that I've noticed that this is a particular vocal trait for him, that his voice does get quite high-pitched and sounds, you know, really quite ineffective. But it is something for us to be aware of if we are delivering a very difficult speech. Perhaps we're having to lay off somebody from work or do a presentation which is not necessarily good news, or even a public speaking event where you're representing your company. It is something that we need to be aware of, that our voices can go higher pitched, and subconsciously the people listening to you are going to question your validity and whether you really know what you're talking about. So this is Susan from Executive Voice. Thank you for listening.